Applebee's.
Okay.
Which I'm just really upset about. I got to make a lot of phone calls there to make sure people are safe.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to hassle somebody for gay days, you might as well just take care of the keys. You might as well just dump on them. All right, we're going to get this thing started. Fez, seriously, we are glad that you're back and you're safe and you're sound. And we hope that that's your last trip to that godforsaken state where it seems like every 3 weeks there's a hurricane.
Yeah, I don't know if I could make another trip. There can't be much of that sandbar left that they used to call Florida.
You know what? And it's not even supposed to be there because it really is just a sandbar hanging off from Georgia. It doesn't belong. It shouldn't be even considered property.
It is now Georgia Beach.
Yeah. Fez, we got another Bushism, our own President Bush, who is probably now the best stand-up comic in America, having a one-liner a day anymore.
I know. I don't know why Comedy Central gave Chappelle $50 million when this guy's working for free.
Yeah, and actually he keeps Comedy Central on the air because half the things that come out of the president's mouth just have you scratching your head. All right, let's listen to this one.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Too many of the... When the women go in to have their babies, the docs, they're not even doctors. They're just good docs.
With a K.
Yeah, like they're in some one-horse Texas town where the doctor has to ride out to the ranch to bring the baby into the world.
And also give you a haircut and shoe your horse.
All right, let's listen one more time.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Oh, boy.
That's why we have the lawsuits, numbnuts. Because the doctors are inappropriately practicing their love.
Yeah, that's part of the fun thing about this angle that he's taking is we're going to protect you so you won't be able to sue large companies and doctors anymore when there's a malpractice. Somebody cuts your leg off. Good news, you can't sue them anymore.
The pathetic thing about this is he picks the specialist OBGYN to talk about practicing love with.
To bring in the love.
It would have only been worse if he had said pediatricians.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been even better. I wish he would have said that one.
Can't practice their love with children across the country.
I never get the angle of good news, you won't be able to sue. You won't be able to sue large corporations and hospitals. How's that good for the regular person?
Maybe the regular person owns a hospital.
You know, and they're going, well, they can't be frivolous lawsuits. Well, you can't do a frivolous lawsuit now, but the only way to find out whether it's frivolous or not is to go into court with it. What other way would there be?
And it's keeping doctors... Maybe, you know, some of the lawsuits might have some merit, and you're keeping the bad OBGYNs out of other women's business.
Oh, jeez.
Literally.
They're the best. Now, Fez, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about the Republican National Convention. Did you have a great time watching that?
Yeah, I was actually, you know, visiting friends and family. I talked everybody into watching convention coverage no matter where I went. So I thought that was just a big win for me.
Yeah, it's always fun to have that stuff on, no matter what side you're on. It's just great to get out there. I couldn't believe how many actors that we had.
Ron Silver actually gave the speech that he gave as the bad president in Time Cop.
I'll say this. Ron Silver, I believe, had the best speech of the year. And I wish I could vote for Ron Silver.
I'm sure he'll eventually end up running. You're going to meet me in the future. Oh, you're so dumb right now, Ron Silver of the past.
What was the weirdest point for you? Because for me, it was the video that brought the president in to the convention.
Oh, that was really odd, yeah.
It was, what's his name, did the voiceover? Fred Thompson.
Thompson
out of Tennessee.
Yep.
Who also is an actor. And it was this really strange video where he's like, but that wouldn't keep the president from coming into New York City. He was ready to come there and throw out a baseball. And you know what? He threw a perfect strike. Now, he knew that old coon dog was going to be chasing down that rabbit one way or another. And I'm like,
tell us about the Brer president again.
And I'm watching this, and I'm actually thinking to myself, are they saying the best thing that ever happened to the president was 9/11? Because it was just this really positive, hey, 9/11 really was a terrific time for everybody.
And a lot of pictures of him putting on the bulletproof vest, the flak jacket,
yeah,
you know, that I had never seen before.
Yeah.
And well, let's save these for something good.
Yeah, that was the exciting thing, that he could make the perfect throw from the pitcher's mouth.
It's the one of the weird things that started off for me was they did a tribute to President Ford, who missed his first convention since 1940.
Right.
And I swear, the video was like maybe 10 seconds long as a best of reel.
Mm-hmm.
And no voiceover, just the University of Michigan fight song. Hail to the victors.
Da, 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 da. President Ford, everybody.
And there he goes.
That was about as long as his term. My other favorite thing probably from the entire convention was Arnold Schwarzenegger, who... How can you not love Arnold? No matter what you think of his politics, he's just such a happy, up guy. But just saying how Nixon's the one. And they're yelling 4 more years, which to me is always the big Nixon thing. I don't know whether it's because I was a kid when that happened. But I haven't heard Nixon's name spoken in public in a positive way in a long, long time.
My friend was translating for me, and I said, who is this Nixon and what party is he? And he told me Republican. And I said, then I am a Republican too.
Yeah, you're the next Nixon, Arnold. Congratulations.
And it's just like, and everyone's just kind of looking like,
yeah,
that's the N-word we don't use at this convention.
It's like, it's basically like saying like a pop star going, I want to be the next Michael Jackson. You don't bring that up. Nobody's going to score. I want my career to go like O.J. Simpson's. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm already getting the dog named Checkers. I love Nixon so much.
Just humiliating. And nobody, it's like, does anyone read the speeches whatsoever?
Yeah, it was, somebody should have said to him, you know, the speech is good, you got great energy, let's just take this Nixon out and put a Reagan in there. Is that so hard for you?
I love the Bush girls because that was the first time I had ever heard them speak.
Yeah.
And then you got Jenna Bush, who's got that, you know, rock radio girl on in the middays voice.
I like the other one who was doing the, and that's when our grandmother decided she had this whole thing going down. She doesn't know about Sex in the City like we do.
Oh, what are you girls saying?
She doesn't even drink. I thought they were adorable. You didn't like them at all?
I thought it was really cute what they tried to do. I thought they were adorable.
I just wanted,
and I thought, but I thought you're playing to the wrong audience, girls.
I was just going kiss. I want to see you two kiss. That's why we decided to pull our own Madonna and Britney.
They don't know a daiquiri from a margarita.
And just not even simply being in touch with the fact that there's a war on and people your age are dying. We really don't care much about politics, but thought it was our last time to do something for our dad.
Here's one of the people we love. Okay.
What are you yapping about?
Oh, that to me was just bizarre. And it kept going on. And I thought, all right, the first joke of, you know, they've tried to keep us out of the limelight, and we know how hard that is. I thought, well, that's a really cute intro, you know? And then it kept going.
I was hoping she'd make the drinky drinker to signal for herself. I like a drink or two. And that's why we listen to Outkast. And I'm like, who? Did Hillary Duff put the speech together for these two?
They really are. It could have been the Olsen twins making the exact same speech.
Just kiss. Just kiss you two.
Kiss me, Barbara.
Zell Miller, a real highlight there, Pheasant. I don't know whether you got a chance to watch him after his complete crack up on stage go toe to toe with Chris Matthews over nothing. Just screaming like a mad dog.
I wasn't really sure. I didn't know much about Zell Miller till he got up on the podium to make his speech, and then I recognized, oh, that's the guy who kept taking my ball when it went in his yard.
Oh, everybody remembers the old cartoon vulture. That's what he looked like to me.
With Foghorn Leghorn's voice. I spitballs.
I know, man. It's 2004. I know you get regular TV. You don't have to have that same crazy speech pattern.
And I know, you know, if anyone tuned in to watch this, you know, that might be undecided or doesn't really follow anything.
Yeah.
And saw that crazy old white man scowling and screaming, who in the world would think, this is the party for me? What young person would tune that in?
I, you know, supposedly he was a big hit with the undecideds, though. What's he gonna do anyway when they start to bring it on the boogaloo? And I'm like, what are you doing? All these Fords have got to move off the lot by sending that. I'm going insane.
I'm crazy as hell.
Crazy as hell. I wish we could still have duels.
Just bizarre, and I'm thinking, all right, this is who they came up with to go up against Barack Obama.
Now, Fezzy, my best friend was there, and treat it like a king, Stephen Baldwin, a real Christian and a real Republican, unlike yourself. And
I'm a real Christian and a real Republican.
Everybody was throwing parties for him and taking care of him as he was out there trying to get the extreme Christian vote, because there are a lot of skateboarding Christians that haven't really got it out there to vote, and Stevie B is going to bring it.
The ones that haven't picked a candidate yet?
Yeah.
And I kept I saw a lot of interviews with him where he just kept saying, I'm not saying who I'm supporting. But if a name comes to mind,
right,
over who has the most faith.
Yeah, because the Catholic faith doesn't really count as a Christian faith. We all get that. We know when you say Christians, you're not including Catholics. Believe me, we know.
I also saw the Big Show from the WWE have a breakdown on late night political talk TV.
Yeah, he didn't know what he was doing.
He was really wanting to rock the vote, and then they asked him, what about college students who can't vote in their college towns? What do they have to do to vote for where their address really is? I don't know.
Vince sent me here. Why don't you just body slam the competition? Just ridiculous.
And anytime the guy would ask him, what's your message to young people? And there would just be nothing. And I'm thinking, you put the wrong one out on the trail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because they have nothing for him to wrestle now. He's not on any of the shows, so he's just going around doing gimmicks. Pataki's hair, Fez. Did you happen to see the world's worst comb-over, Governor Pataki's hair?
As soon as I put on my sunglasses, yes, I could watch it, because it was Brill cream down like alfalfa from the Little Rascals. That thing was just lacquered to his head.
I had no idea what he was doing.
Neither did he.
And Giuliani killed. I thought he went a little too long. But the Catskills Act just did not seem like a political speech.
That looked like it should have been done at the Friars Club.
Yeah. So this cop from Chicago, and I'm like, what? You're at a convention. Here's Scott. Scott, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, real quick. You know, the current president, he is just a mental moron when it comes to speaking. I just would love to fly on the wall when he's sitting down in a room full of dignitaries from other countries and, you know, listen to what he comes up with, what he's spewing.
But from what I understand, he does better one-on-one, although there's no real way to tell, I guess, unless because none of his friends are going to dime at him. But he doesn't make as many mistakes, I understand, unless he's got a microphone.
Right. Well, then he can do his back slapping. Hey, buddy.
Yeah. What did you think of his speech that night?
I thought his speech was really done really well. I thought the timing was good on it, the way he brought up issues and that sort of thing. And then I always hear this from people. Why can't he talk like that all the time? Well, he doesn't have 4 years to prepare every speech.
Well, I kind of was surprised. I mean, he got rave reviews for it. I watched. I didn't think he did as good as the pundits did. And I also, you know, to me, he's talking about securing the United States. And under his watch, we're going to be totally secure. And yet they couldn't keep the protesters out of Madison Square Garden. And I'm going, here you are. This would have to be the most secure building in the entire world tonight. And you still got protesters sneaking into this thing.
And somehow someone is still able to sneak in a Bush lied, people died giant poster underneath their shirt.
What are you going to do? Go after them with spitballs? I'm a crazy old George person. I'm out of my mind.
Dick Cheney, his speech, well, that was kind of like a test pattern. And just walked over any sort of applause lines that he might have had with the crowd. He's like Dick Dastardly's dog, Muttley.
Yeah, it's like a sunny thing on the other side. Just such a sidewinder.
When did he have the stroke?
I don't know.
It was like watching Mary Jo Buttafuoco out there try to give a speech.
I think he actually came in to the game with a stroke. I think he had a stroke as a fetus, and he's been battling ever since. All right, we got to take a break. We got a lot more to talk about. Speaking of which, Fezzy, Tommy booked Pat Buchanan on the show this week. We're going to be talking with Big Pat Buchanan. He's a hero of yours, right, Fez?
I've always liked Pat Buchanan, and he's got his book out, Where the Right Went Wrong.
Where the Right Went Wrong when they didn't support me, Pat Buchanan. When they stopped being so Buchanan-y. All right, so we're back in a couple of moments. It's the Ron and Fez Show.
Howard Stern on your way to work.
Yee-haw.
Don and Mike on your way home.
Shut the car door!
All right, it's shut.
106.7 WJFK.
Washington, your new low-fare airline is here. Welcome to Independence Air. With hundreds of flights a day from Dulles to more than 35 cities, low fares on every flight every day. Visit flyeye.com and start saving today. Independence Air, go your own way.
It's back, just in time for the new school year. The big buy one, get one free blowout sale at Verizon Wireless. From color to camera to flip, we've got hot new phones to choose from. All buy one, get one free. Like the LG VX3200. It's a sleek color flip with a built-in speakerphone. Originally $79.99, it's now just $29.99. Buy this hot LG and you'll get a second one free after mail-in and instant rebates. Each phone with a new two-year agreement. You can hook up with friends on campus or call home to your family. It doesn't get any better than Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network. So what are you waiting for? Get over to our killer buy one, get one free blowout sale now. Because these are our best back-to-school deals ever.